True Believers, this is Dr. David Hickney, and today, this episode is our special C2E2 episode. This is our third year doing a C2E2 episode. I have some great interviews from the floor, which I'm going to get to first, but also after that, we were so lucky this year, we got to record a live episode of Freak of the Week from the floor of C2E2. It was in the Podcast Central booth. It was brought to you by Checkload of Comics, The Chumpcast, and Read Pop. So I just wanted to thank them real quick, but it was an amazing year at C2E2. There were so many strange creatures that I saw that I could not for the life of me explain. Some of them I was lucky enough to interview. Others, you may have seen video of them on my Instagram, which is, you know, uploaded by Jimmy, because I don't upload stuff to the internet because that's crazy. But anyway, we're gonna do the interviews, and then you're gonna get the episode right after that. So open up your ears, True Believers. Here it comes. All right, we're here at the C2E2 thing. This is me, David Hickney, and I'm here with, what's your name, Dinosaur?
Rar.
We're here with Rar. Rar, you're a Tyrannosaurus Rex, is that correct?
Rar.
Yeah, that's what you said your name was. So what are you doing here at this, it's con. I don't know why there are dinosaurs here.
Rar.
Very, very in-depth. Okay, so I have to ask, like, where, I haven't seen dinosaurs anywhere other than here. Like, where are you guys hiding? Or do you have, like, a secret lair somewhere or something? Oh, he's waving no. He's waving no, True Believers. I don't know what that means. I think it means he's a secret. Is that what that means, is a secret?
Rar.
Yeah. I got that. Okay, so if you could be out in the open as a dinosaur, what would you do?
Rar.
That makes sense. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rari. It was great talking to you. All right. So I'm here with, what's your name?
Sailor Jester.
Sailor Jester. And what are you?
Well, I'm the magical girl of Exandria. And I follow the Traveler. And he gives me all of my powers.
Who is the Traveler?
Oh, he's so great. He's great.
He's great? He gives you all your powers. So what kind of powers do you have?
Well, I can guiding bolt up his butt.
Wait, did you say up his butt?
Yes.
What?
And so he also really, really likes me to draw dicks on things.
So what was that?
Draw dicks on things.
Draw dicks on things.
Yeah.
Like magically?
No.
Like with a pencil?
Yeah.
So what have you drawn dicks on?
I drew one on a car earlier.
I hope it wasn't my car.
Is your car green and have a dick on it?
You've seen my car?
I guess I did.
You put the dick on my car?
I say nothing.
I think you did. I think you put a dick on my car. That's really rude.
I just drew it in the dirt. You're fine.
Oh, it's just a dirt drawing? Thank you for not using, like, something more permanent, like a marker. I mean, I'm borrowing the car. It's not actually mine, so.
Well, I didn't have a marker with me.
Okay, so what are you doing here at this convention?
I'm trying to get more followers for the Traveler.
Okay, but you didn't really tell me much about this Traveler, except for that, you know, you draw dicks on things for him.
Well, he's just really cool, and he wears a green hood. I don't really know what he looks like, but He's just really cool.
Really cool. Okay, I'm going to have to try to find him. Is he here today?
I bet you'll find him everywhere.
Good to know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. All right, True Believers, I'm here and I'm with, what's your name?
My name is Audrey.
Audrey.
Audrey 2 Punk to you.
Okay, so you're like a big plant, is that right?
Man, I am a walking, talking, shit-talking land from outer space, honey.
You're from outer space?
I'm a mean grandmother from outer space, and I'm mean and green.
You like singing, too, apparently.
Haven't you ever heard the musical called Little Shop of Hoes?
Little Shop of Hoes?
Horrors.
Horrors.
It's double R.
Double what?
Horrors.
Horrors.
H-O-R-R-O-R-S.
Horrors.
But don't you know how to speak, son?
I know how to speak to you.
I don't know. It's your language.
You just keep singing all the time.
You know what? I'm about to snack on you if you keep on wising up a little bit longer.
Wait, are you threatening to eat me?
I've been threatening to eat you since the beginning, son.
I don't want to be eaten.
Oh, well, that's a personal problem. It sounds like I'm about to chomp on you.
Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and end this interview before I get eaten, True Believers. Thank you so much.
All right, True Believers, I'm here with, what's your name?
Renya.
Renya. And Renya, what, you're like a thing. You've got like a hat and a spider on you and a big white head. What are you?
I'm the mayor of Halloween Town.
You're a mayor of Halloween? Like, wait, what, is it like a species? Like, all of them have to be, like, all the mayors have to be a certain species or something?
We're all elected officials.
You've been elected, okay. And, where's Halloween Town?
Space.
No.
Yeah?
Like on a different planet?
Yeah.
What's the name of the planet?
Halloween Planet.
Of course it is. That makes the most sense. What are you doing here in Chicago?
Visiting my friends.
You have friends on Earth?
Yeah.
Would you meet them on the internet or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know you could meet people who exist on the internet. I'm going to have to get on this internet thing eventually.
Yeah, it's the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Enjoy Earth. And, maybe you can tell me how to get to space sometime.
Oh, for sure. I'll give you directions.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. I'm actually kind of shocked because I didn't... You haven't aged a bit. I'm here with Marilyn Monroe.
Hello, darling.
I thought you were dead.
Well, that has been widely mistaken. I'm very much alive. I'm sitting right here.
And you haven't aged a day. How is that possible?
Well, a girl doesn't reveal her secrets.
So it's a secret, like a government secret or just a personal secret?
Shh, it's personal. It's both. It's both.
Aha. So, So, do you still work for the government then, or are you free of that?
Do you like how beautiful my hair is?
It's very nice hair, yes. Is that your natural hair then?
That's another secret.
A lot of secrets. So, what are you doing here in Chicago?
Well, of course I came here to see all these beautiful people.
You're just visiting for see the beautiful people? All the beautiful people? There is a princess over there. There are a lot of strange things happening here. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yes, lots of strange things. I was hoping Joe DiMaggio would be here.
Because you were married to him?
Well, yes.
I thought he was dead, too.
Well, that's another secret. You are just full of asking secrets today.
Wait, so who's actually dead, then, that is supposed to be?
That's a secret.
I'm not getting a lot of answers. Okay, well, thank you so much, Marilyn, for being alive.
Oh, of course, you're welcome, Doug.
So, just so you know, Marilyn Monroe there, she told me after the interview that she also goes by the name Kitty. And under that name of Kitty, she runs a project called Boys Can Be Princesses Too, which is really cool. It's all about showing that it's okay to let boys dress up however they want as kids and not put that stigma of you have to dress a certain way to be a boy, which is really, really cool. And so that's really great for Kitty / Marilyn. We're going to go into the episode now in a second, actually. But first we're going to hear some words from some sponsors. And then immediately after that, you'll get an episode all about feline warriors, True Believers. Nick Mataragas here. Improv books can be long and over-analytical. Why, in a profession that embraces not thinking too hard, would you read a book that makes you do just that? How about a book that gives you advice on how to be a better, more professional improviser without making you feel like you're reading a dissertation? That would be my new book, Improv: A Rant. The book shares my unfiltered opinions on improv with real stories from my time on stage. It's a simple, plain-spoken book that gets to the point. Stop overthinking and start doing the simple things that will improve your improv. Improv: A Rant, a not funny book about being funny. Available everywhere ebooks are sold. Also, you're not getting on SNL. Get over it.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what?
What are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Hey, True Believers, this is Dr. David Hickney, and I am here live on the floor at C2E2. That is the Chicago Comics and Entertainment something. I don't know. It's letters and numbers and all the confusing ass things. And you know what, True Believers, this is like the third or fourth time I've been here, and it's strange because they let all of these weird creatures and things walk around with people. I am seeing I saw a Tyrannosaurus Rex the other day just walking around. I saw like a giant snow monster with armed guards walking around with it. It was huge. It was like 8-9 feet tall, and people were just like walking by like, oh, that's so cool. Like, that's not cool. It could rip your arms off. I don't know what is going on with that. Look, I'm here in the Podcast Central booth at C2E2. It's brought to you by Chuck Loda Comics and the Chumpcast and Read Pop, and they asked me to come here and spread the truth, True Believers. And so that's what I'm doing here, live at C2E2. I'm not by myself. Elizabeth's not here, but I've got a couple of guests with me. Their names are Sarah Miller, is that right?
Yes, Sarah Miller.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
And Vlad?
Yes. My friends call me Vlad the Impeccably Dressed.
He's so cute.
Right. Vlad the Impeccably Dressed.
Yes.
Why do they call you that?
My enemies don't call me at all.
I wouldn't expect them to. I mean, I wouldn't call you if you were my enemy.
Well, that is how it goes.
Why do they call you the impeccably dressed, though?
Because I am impeccably dressed.
Sure.
It is nickname, you know? You have one?
Yeah, it's called Doctor, because I have a PhD in cryptozoology.
What is this PhD you speak of?
It means I have a doctorate. I have learned everything that there is to know about cryptozoology.
You learn American medical stuff.
What, are you not American?
No, I'm not American. Well, I am citizen now, or going to be soon, right?
I'm so excited.
Wait, what is that? What?
Never mind.
Oh, well, we're... We're going to get married soon.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes. We will be married soon.
It's an institution that, you know, just waits for you to rip your heart out slowly and agonizingly and painfully.
Don't speak of these things.
Until there's no hope left.
Oh. Don't speak of these things to my woman here.
I was speaking them to you.
No, don't tell me these things now.
Look, Vlad, where are you from originally? You didn't say where you're from originally.
I was born in Leningrad.
Leningrad.
And then I went to Brazil.
To Brazil?
Yes.
That's where I met him, in Brazil.
That's where we met, is in Brazil.
He is met in Brazil. That's interesting.
Yes.
What were you doing down in Brazil?
I was imprisoned.
You were in jail?
I was in jail, yes.
So you're a criminal?
No, he's not.
I am not.
He is not a criminal.
I didn't do it.
Okay, so, you didn't do... What was the crime you didn't do?
I didn't shoot anyone.
You shot somebody?
I did not shoot anyone.
You
did not find me.
You didn't shoot somebody?
No.
Was it somebody important?
It might have been.
So was this... Okay, I have to ask. Are you KGB?
Next question, please.
I
cannot speak of my past to you.
Why do I get people from the KGB on here?
You wanted us on the show for one particular reason, and that is what we will give you. And I will not give you 1 ounce more.
Okay, assassin.
That is not a good word.
Yeah, no, it's a great word.
It's a Turkish word.
Yeah.
Turkish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Turkish.
No.
No.
No, I'm not an assassin.
Okay, sure you aren't.
I'm not. That is a crude word.
You're crude something. Anyway, we're here to talk about something specific, as you mentioned. We're talking about feline warriors.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, in the Amazon.
In the Amazon.
Deep in the jungle in the Amazon.
In the rainforest.
In the rainforest. So I am a researcher. I'm studying for my doctorate as well.
Oh, from where?
From the University of Church Church Hill in, well, I don't want to name the state.
Alabama.
I'm a little nervous about it. Well, okay, yes, it's in Alabama.
Okay, University of Churchill in Alabama.
Yeah, and I wanted to do my research on this group of well, there's these tribes, you know, they live there, and no one knows much about them. So I just like booked a ticket, and I thought I'm just gonna go to Brazil and just see what I can find out. And then I met the most wonderful man, and he told me these stories that I just are amazing about this tribe of feline warriors.
So you went down there to look for like normal people tribes,
right? And you, then I learned about this amazing they're a warrior tribe, and they're very cat-like.
What do you mean cat-like?
They're, yes.
What is
they, are, they have like very good reflexes and jump, mm-hmm. and are slightly hairier than the average person.
What do you mean slightly hairier than the average person? Like, are we talking like very slight, like so you wouldn't notice, or?
Let me lead conversation for one sec.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. So I was talking to Sarah when I was in prison.
Okay.
I was writing her because she reached out to people wanting more information about these feline warriors.
Feline warriors, mm-hmm. right.
And I was imprisoned.
Yeah, for killing a guy.
With Lionel.
Lionel.
Yes, he is
the trains?
The leader.
He is the leader of the cartel.
Yes.
And he was imprisoned with me, and he spoke of his people, of his people that would go out and protect the land.
Mm-hmm. So Lionel, this guy who was in jail with you,
Lionel,
is
yes.
the leader of the feline warriors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So. Well, you still haven't really described what they look like.
Describe what they look like. Yeah. They are hairier than us. What was that?
That was a cough.
Was that Jimmy coughing?
No, Jimmy abandoned me. I coughed. It happens. People cough. It's a human thing. Do these feline warriors cough?
No, I never heard Lionel cough. He was a man of great build. But he had the mind of a small child.
Yes, he's an adult male, but his mind is like a small child.
So you're saying this guy's an idiot?
No.
No, he just wanted to play a lot.
He's just very immature, you know. But he has this group of adults that support him.
In the cartel.
Cartel, so these
it's
are...
It's a tribe. He's, you know, he doesn't speak English very well.
Are there
he
drugs
means
involved?
Tribe. No, he means tribe. So
he did not speak of drugs. He spoke of sword and claw.
Yes.
Sword and claw.
Yeah, so Lionel had his sword taken away from him, and it's this amazing sword that can really just do anything.
Anything
you need it to do. You know, if you're fighting something and you need it to...
It could summon the cartel.
Wait, it does... can it make me coffee?
Well,
maybe I don't know.
Anything as far as like fighting goes, like it can shoot fire, it can shoot ice.
Yes,
it
electricity.
Can cut through anything.
It can shoot fire, ice, and electricity.
Yes, it's amazing.
The sword was so. This is what gave him power to be head of cartel.
Right.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And then there's two more things that the sword can do that are pretty much like, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yes. Like I'm really trying to get a hold of the sword. Yeah.
And so, Lionel possessed. When he had sword, I never saw him with sword. I never saw sword because he's in prison.
Right, they don't let you have prison. A sword is in prison.
He had sight beyond sight.
What does that mean?
He could see.
He could things. See in like basically
the present, like the past, the future.
He could see far away.
He could
see things that were happening like
across
far away.
The
That's how
world.
They know how to go and help people because they can see that people are in trouble.
Help people? He said they're a cartel. How are they helping?
Again, I told you he doesn't speak English very well. He means tribe and feline warriors, so he just doesn't know what it means.
They were fighting another cartel
and
with henchmen.
With henchmen.
That were so stupid.
Yeah, these henchmen were really, really horrible.
So let me paint
like
the picture.
Almost like mutiny kind of gross people.
Yeah, let me
like
paint
pirates a mutiny?
Yes, let me paint the
no,
picture
like
for you.
No, like they were disfigured.
Yes.
Oh, mutants.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
yeah,
so
yeah,
let me
yeah.
let me paint picture for you. Lionel in the forest.
In the forest.
With sword of
with
many
sword.
powers.
Many powers.
And all of the henchmen, all five of them, jump on him at one time.
That's not good.
Lionel still manages to get out.
These stories are like just amazing.
Crawl out or...
He fought his way
fights
out.
Fights his way out.
With the sword.
With the sword. But they can just do anything he needed to.
There was five people on top of him. Like, they had him within their grasp.
So those henchmen are dead now?
No.
Well, no.
He never actually kills anyone. I mean,
he's got a sword with all these
beats
powers.
Because no, of dead he son. Just beats him up. And
dead
and
son.
Dead son is the leader of the other cartel.
He doesn't, again, it's his English. He's a mummy Ra.
Mummy Ra, what are you talking name. About?
Yeah, so he dresses as a mummy, and then because he really believes in, he kind of feels like he draws his evil bad guy, draws his power from Egypt.
Yes.
You know, he goes by Ra, which is the name of the sun.
But he was a person at one time.
He was not one of the feline warriors. Now
he was human.
I just call him Mumra for short. It's just easier.
That sounds stupid.
I don't know.
Dead son.
Dead son guy.
But you forgot the best part. So when he's fighting off these mutants, he can use that sword for more than just fighting. He can use it to call his fellow feline warriors.
He can call
warriors.
His hoes.
Call his what?
Hoes.
No, he can
hoes?
Yes.
No, they're not... They
he
are
calls
not.
His hose.
They are not. So he can send a signal. It's like the bat signal, where it goes into the sky,
right.
And it's a feline. It's a picture of
a
feline.
It's
and,
a cat
and
head.
It's a cat head, and it
like
it,
a severed cat head.
And all,
yes.
No, it's a, no. It's
like a disembodied.
A light. It's a light. And when they see it,
oh, like the bat signal.
It's like the
it
bat
is,
signal.
But it is red
and anywhere,
black.
Anywhere these feline warriors are, they will see the light and come
can,
to his aid.
It can even go through stone.
Just think of what this technology could do for our armed forces.
If this sword can just do anything, why can't it teleport them, which would make more sense? Like, if it shows the light and they're
well,
like, oh, we need
I,
to go
so
help
here's the
Lionel,
thing.
It could take
they,
hours.
They don't,
well,
Lionel no, no,
will
no,
separate
no, no. It doesn't take, no, because they, so there's Chitara.
Chitara.
She's so fast, she's like
a cheetah, and she can just run and just get there in a second. It's
so,
amazing.
That's
I
really
tell her
fast.
Story.
And then there's a what's it? What was the other the guy with the car? You
oh,
told me about.
Yes.
Wait, there's a car.
Oh, yes.
There in
is,
the jungle.
There is a cat car.
A cat car.
And the it car goes, is a it, cat.
Yeah.
It looks
and
like
it has
a cat.
Claws that kind of go out. But what's who's
oh,
that?
I smell something funny in there.
What?
I smell something funny in there.
I just smell like people walking by
it's
with
C2E2.
You know, lack
like,
of deodorant.
Like marijuana.
You mean weed?
Yes.
Is anybody smoking weed out here? I mean, it's apparently he smells weed.
Okay.
I don't know.
I smell for a second.
You're,
okay, but anyway, so I tell her these stories. And she agrees to get me out of prison.
Honey, I need you to tell them
oh, yes.
about the name of the man who drives the car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
his
who drives
name,
his car?
His name is Pantro.
Pantro?
Pantro. Yes.
Pantro.
He's amazing with automobiles and driving around. He's a great fighter.
Mechanic.
I just don't understand why there's a car in the jungle.
Well, because
well,
you
need
it to
get
to,
around.
You need to get to the signal.
Well, the other one runs fast. Well,
the other one runs
no,
fast.
No, she never
and then
gets in the car. She runs alongside
right.
car.
Well, they're not always together, too. And then there's also a Tigra
has a whip.
It has a
with
whip.
30 heads on it.
A whip with 30 heads.
No,
what's
that, three.
Like a bolo
three.
Kind of.
Oh,
three heads.
I thought you said 30. That's a
don't
lot.
Make fun of me.
I wasn't. I was
and
literally
you
confused.
Dr. Hickney, man.
He will ride
that's
in the
exactly
car.
That's exactly who I am, yeah.
He will ride in the car.
Oh, he doesn't He doesn't like have a helicopter or something?
No.
But you forgot most important.
He's good with technology, though.
Okay.
You forgot the most important thing. Lionel have slave boy.
No.
Snarfies.
What? Snarfies?
Yes.
Wait, you're
yes.
saying this Lionel guy has a slave boy?
It is not
named
a boy.
Snarfies.
He is more of a cat, an actual.
He's a babysitter. If you know what I mean.
He sits on
you
babies.
Know what I mean.
That's gross.
That's
gross. Don't be gross.
I didn't say that
there
you
There are people
did.
Walking by and you're being gross. You're talking
I'm
about
sorry,
sitting
I'm gross.
On babies.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand it.
He was fine with
we
it.
We apologize. He's gross. I don't know
I'm,
why.
I'm gross. I'm sorry, guys.
So, okay. No, he's not. He's just, it's a creature that he uses
yes.
to help him.
Yes.
How does it help him?
Well, by going, snarfy.
He warns him if there's going to be danger. He tells him, you know, you shouldn't do this,
why,
you know.
Why do you repeat words that I say?
I'm processing.
You're processing, but you always seem to, like, pick word one word out of sentence, and then, like repeat it.
It's how I process. Are you making fun of me now?
No, I'm asking you why you do such things.
Because I need to, because it helps me remember.
Okay. So, yeah, so I tell Sarah's story. She gets me out of prison.
Okay.
Well, because I need more research.
I come to America, and she is going to marry me, and then I be citizen of United States. I never thought...
It's going to be so, and we're writing a book. We're working on a book.
You're writing a book.
You're writing a book.
Yes, I'm interviewing him.
Yes.
We are forgetting two really important members of this Feline Warrior troop.
Yes.
There are two more members.
There's two more members.
Yes, they're the kids.
They're
kids. There are kids that are warriors.
Kids.
Wiley Kid and Wiley Cat.
Yes, they're amazing.
What?
They're amazing.
They're both named Wiley. One's Kid, one's Cat.
Yes, the Kit Kat. The Kit Kat kids. Yeah.
Yeah, like Cat.
The Kit Kat candy bar.
But they. Yes. Play like games, and that's how they hurt. They like
but Lionel,
fight the bad guys.
Lionel is actually younger than them, but he is
mentally.
But he's got body of man, like
it's
big hulking man.
Odd.
Big
yeah.
hulking man.
Yeah, that's why.
That's weird. Like, so he's got the mind of a child, and
right.
he's the leader
yes.
of all of these other feline warriors that are
well, because
more mature than him.
Because he stayed in the tomb overnight.
Tomb.
Yes, he stayed in the tomb overnight, and he fought off all these stuff. But he had
what tomb?
He had to call his hoes at the end.
You keep saying hoes.
Yes.
No, it's his fellow warriors. It's his troop. It's his tribe.
You said he slept in a tomb
his
overnight, and then he had to call
no,
his
hoes.
No,
he didn't sleep on a tomb. He was in the tomb.
In the tomb.
No, it was
the spaceship tomb.
What
spaceship? You've never mentioned a spaceship.
It was a
before.
Spaceship. That's what Lionel tells me. Spaceship that comes from their planet. I think called Thundera.
Thundera.
And I believe that name. I can't remember. It's very foggy to me in my brain.
Okay.
But yeah, so they come here, and then they must protect the robot bears.
Wait, what?
Oh, yes, I remember this story.
The
right?
Robo-bears.
There's Robo-bears.
Robo-bears.
And,
Robo-bears.
Right, and they are the feline warriors are their protectors. That's what they do.
They protect them.
They protect the
They protect the village that they sell the drugs at the cartel
no,
for.
They have these berries. They're not
oh,
drugs.
So natural drugs like ayahuasca.
They have these berries,
yes.
and they're very important.
Yes,
they're
they
the
harvest.
Only things they can eat.
So we've got these cat people
mm-hmm.
that
cat
are in a
people.
Cartel that sells ayahuasca,
yes.
and they protect robot bears.
Yes.
And their leader is the youngest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them drives a car, one of them has a whip, one runs really fast, one is basically just a pet.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, he's slave boy.
Slave boy, and there are two little kids, and they fight a mummy.
Yes, as well as these mutants.
And mutants.
Yes.
Mutants,
They protect the people of the area, the forest.
Yeah, because the mutant wants sword, but they can't get sword. But I don't know where sword is anymore.
Well, and the sword has the eye...
Of Thundera.
Of Thundera, which is why I've decided to call...
The Eye of Thundera.
Yeah, the Eye of
Give
Thundera.
Give me sight beyond sight.
That gives
yeah,
him
you said
sight
that.
Beyond sight. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
you mentioned earlier that he doesn't actually kill any of the mutants with
no,
the sword.
No, never.
What's the point of it shooting fire and ice and lightning and having a blade?
It just knocks them
okay.
out for
so,
a while.
So here the thing, okay? Let me tell you. So, one time, he wanted to use sword to hunt.
Okay.
Okay? But his father that was dead came back to him and said, "You cannot use it for anything but good. It will not work for you. If you use it with evil intention,
you can only use the sword.
It was
for
stuck
good.
In a tree log. He could not get it out.
A tree log.
Until he agreed mm-hmm. to do good.
What other kind of log is there?
I don't. Yeah, that is true. But here's another thing too. if the sword is away from him, he can call out to it.
Yes, and what? It will come to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he can call out to the sword and it'll come to him.
Yes.
And with
yes.
the sword, he can call out to all the other cat people and they can come to him.
They come to him. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the sword of
So it
omen.
Just makes him pretty much unbelievable. Omen. Yes, the sword of omens. Yes.
Omens. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Omens.
Because he can see, you know.
Give me sight beyond sight. Right.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Yeah.
Sword of omen, come to me, I command you.
How is this guy? You're so confusing me with this. They're not killing. I understand it. You know, you can't commit evil acts. But like, if you're protecting yourself and you slash at somebody and they die, like,
but it just doesn't. Well, they're pretty. They're
I can
hard
kill
to
people, but Lionel can't.
You said you didn't kill anyone.
I mean, I can't kill people. I would
no,
never do that.
This guy's KGB.
Not.
This guy is definitely KGB. Guys.
I am not KGB. I can't say what I am, but I can't.
I feel like you're KGB.
There is no more KGB.
Okay, whatever it's called now.
Yeah, whatever it's called now.
Yeah, I know it and I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Okay. That's weird since so you
it's,
remember
it's none,
him.
No, I will not
to
remember. I refuse to remember.
He is a good man.
Innocent of all charges. She got me released
from
prison.
He is a good man. I mean, he's been helping me with my research.
Yes.
You know, and we're going to... I'm going to get my doctorate. I'm going to write this book. And
yes.
it's I'm going to tell the world about this tribe that no other researcher has found before.
And I will become U.S. citizen.
How has nobody found these guys before?
They're cats. They're good at hiding.
But there's like lightning and fire and ice and
they
a
live
giant
in the
car.
Tomb.
They live in a spaceship tomb.
It's a big
like
building.
A sphinx.
That looks like a cat. Looks like a sphinx.
Sphinx.
Yeah, looks like a
sphinx.
Sphinx. Like a cat.
Sphinxes.
Remember Tigra?
Tigra. Yes.
I always want to call him Tiger because he looks like a tiger.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Tigra, like he's the one that is really smart about that stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, because Lino, you know,
smart about living
in sphinx.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's just
minds.
Yeah.
ESP.
So.
Wait. The tiger or the lion? ESP.
The tigra.
Has ESP.
Yeah,
yes.
he can actually project pictures into people's minds.
Yes.
Well, that's
he
just
can
messed
make
up.
You think
yes.
that you're seeing something that you're not seeing.
But you're not really seeing it.
And that's how he messes with people.
Yes.
That's how he wins his fights.
So Lionel got
how is
caught, though.
That not
me,
evil.
Go, this is not.
No, he only uses it against bad people.
Lionel got caught one time battling. The dead sun god, okay?
Yeah.
That was Mumra.
That starts off little man, and then becomes a monster.
What?
Yes.
He becomes a monster. He sounds like he's already a monster. He's
so the
back
monster,
from the dead.
The monster gave him away to the police when he caught him once.
The police.
He calls to the evil gods, and then he
yes.
grows into a bigger version.
Yes.
Which evil gods?
Just the gods of evil.
The gods of evil?
Yeah, it's just a general gods of evil.
General gods of evil. Okay,
yes.
I don't... So, wait, you said the police, though. Where do the police come into this?
The gods, by the way, the gods live in the Mumra temple, and they've got body of man... But head of bird.
I can't wait to see this place. It sounds very Egyptian,
bird.
But it's in the Amazon.
Yes,
it's amazing.
It does
so
sound very Egyptian.
Happened.
It is very much
so
like
there must
that.
Have been a crossover at some point. And I think it's the magic of the Egyptians that is giving them all this power.
I'm still confused
there's
as how
a,
no one has ever
there is a crow
seen.
Thing there.
What is going on? Like, there's like a person carrying a person that looks... Weird, like their hands are flat.
I've never seen its equal.
Oh my goodness, is that what that Mumra guy looks like to
you? No, this
no,
one looks
no.
much happier.
Because he doesn't wear a shirt then when he becomes monster.
He's shirtless?
Yeah, he's shirtless.
Yeah, the bandages come off and he is shirtless, except for strings hanging off of him.
So can you see the scars from where they removed his organs?
Oh, you can see plenty.
That sounded creepy.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's very creepy.
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird.
How obsessed you get with the figures of these men.
The cartels.
So, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
And it's a little bit off topic.
A little bit off topic.
Yeah. So, you're getting married.
Yes.
You're Russian.
Yes, I'm Vlad the Impeccably Dressed.
So Elizabeth has been watching this new television show. Well, I don't know if it's new, but she's been watching it recently, called 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're thinking, that there's no way we could possibly be in love at this point. But, you know,
well,
I mean,
we are so in love.
I know one of you is in love.
We are so in love with this man.
That sounds
like,
gross
he,
again.
He is just so unbelievably handsome. I mean, he dresses well, obviously.
I'm impeccably dressed.
And
yeah,
he just has such knowledge of, you know, this area that I
am devoted to. Wait, do you just love me for my knowledge of
no, I told
people?
You that you're also very
of
handsome.
The cats of Thundera?
No, you're very handsome. Wait, Thundera.
Thundera cats.
Thundercats? I could call the book Thundercats.
Okay.
No, that's bad name. Bad name. Bad
why
mojo.
Why is that a bad name?
Bad mojo. It's just not. I don't like that name.
I don't know. I think it sounds good.
I don't like Thundercat. That's not a good name.
I think that the name Thundercat sounds really good. It's a guy.
Does anybody like Thundercats?
Thundercats?
Does anybody like Thundercats?
Anybody like the name Thundercats?
Everybody hates it.
We got a big fist
think,
pump over
yeah,
here.
Well,
one person likes it. Everybody else just walk away.
Well, I know
so
that they're called.
It means nothing to
them. Because you seem impeccably dressed.
Their call when they call each other, when he uses, you know, his bat sign, is
Thunder.
To say, ho!
Thunder! Thunder! Thundercats! Ho! Thundercats! Thundercats!
Thundercats! Ho!
Yes.
Yes.
That's a weird call. Why is he just like, hey, everybody?
He's calling his hoes.
He's like, hey, everybody.
No,
cats, get over here. I'm in trouble.
His tribe.
Cats, I need help. Come here,
because
cats.
Because of Sword of Omen.
Well, I mean, it's got to...
It knows these commands.
Right.
Their eyes glow,
and they, like, can't... They literally don't know. They're just drawn to him.
Wait, he's got them under a spell?
Yeah, pretty much.
For that moment, but they want to help.
Right.
They want to help, but they're...
Do you like Thundercats? Thundercats?
No, they don't.
Thundercats. Okay, we got
no
the thumbs
I'm
up.
You, no one
yeah.
knows.
It's just a
no
mediocre
one,
thumbs up.
I don't know what's going on, but there's like a fish walking by now. I don't know. Well, I don't know what is going on, but you're talking about...
Oh, what is this going on, right?
Vlad, I
Blue
don't know why
women.
You think that people
Blue
would
women.
Know... Why would the crowd know the Thundercats? That's
no,
new
I'm
information.
Asking, if
no
they like the name.
The name.
No,
nobody likes the name
I'm
Thundercats.
Still stuck... on this idea that they want to help, but they're also being forced to help.
Well, I mean, it's not forced. They've taken an oath.
Okay.
And, you know, because... So Lionel had to pass a trial at
yes.
the very beginning. The Tigra set
the trial in the tomb.
Well...
Spaceship.
No,
tomb spaceship.
It was out in the jungle, and he...
The Sphinxes.
And he had to fight his way through this trial, and once he did... Then they just accepted him as their leader, even though he's much younger mentally.
What did he have to do in the trial?
It was to prove that he was king.
Oh, he's a king now.
He's a king.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a king.
Lionel is the king.
So this is a monarchy.
Lionel is the king of the of the Thundera cast.
So they don't have a choice.
But they could leave.
But they were abandoned
on
this planet, though, and they have no way of getting back, and they have to protect the people.
But they could leave the jungle. I mean, it's not like he's
but
the
not,
king of the world.
But then the Mumra.
Yeah, they have to stay
they
to fight.
To,
they stay to protect the robo-bears.
Mumra was there
the
before them, actually.
Peaceful creatures.
And he was just really mad that they were there.
So this is like they're like practicing Manifest Destiny.
Yes.
And Mumra's just like, hey, I was here already.
Yes.
Back off.
Yes.
No, I don't see it that way.
I mean, that
sounds... They're protecting the people of the jungle.
When he becomes monster, he laughs.
Okay.
That is what he does. Yeah, you do the hand motion well.
Okay.
That's his big hat.
I'm just like, why is Mumra evil? Like, what is he doing that's so...
He's protecting his land.
That sounds
no,
normal.
No, he prays to the gods of evil.
I
mean,
don't
of course,
care about
what makes the gods evil though? What makes them evil?
They are.
Because
they like
they're
to
not
hurt
from
things.
Thundera.
They like to hurt things.
I'm not from Thundera. Does that make me evil?
Are you sure you're not from Thundera?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are you cat person?
No.
Hickney? Dr. Hickney?
Dr. Hickney, that's me. Not a cat.
Are you sure you're not a cat person, Dr.
Yeah,
Hickney?
I'm positive.
So anyways, wrap up.
Wrap up what?
It's time to go.
What are you talking about? It's time to go. I was still in the middle of this discussion.
I don't want to talk about...
I'm a little upset right now.
What?
Why?
I'm not really sure.
About what?
So, I just had an audience member pass me a note.
Okay.
And it says that the Thundercats was a TV show.
That's why we cannot use that name. We cannot use that name because of that.
It was a cartoon.
Copyright infringement.
I can't believe... I'm just... oh, my God.
I could have talked about a ton of things that weren't cartoons, like a weird flower thing walking by. That would have been more interesting to talk about, I guess, because at least it's a real thing right there. I can see it. You're telling me these things are a cartoon?
Maybe
they make cartoon based upon them. Maybe someone knows Lion-O.
Lion-O?
I mean Lion-L. Lion-O.
Which one is it?
Which one do you like better?
Oh, no.
Oh. Wow. Which one do I like better?
Which one sell better?
You said you were in prison with this guy. I would hope you would know
his
name.
I was in prison with Lion-L.
Please tell me you haven't been lying to me this whole time.
No, I don't lie. I might kill a little bit, but I don't lie.
Wait, a little bit? How do you kill a little bit?
It's nothing wrong with a little death.
What? No, there is something wrong with a little death.
Everybody dies sometime.
Yeah, once, and then it's over.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Except for Lion-O's father.
Oh, his
father. He's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
Yes.
What, just a regular ghost floating around?
Yes, he's the former king.
I don't know why I'm still asking you questions. We already found out this was a cartoon. Did you guys know that the Thundercats was a cartoon?
Did you know Thundercats?
Did
cartoon?
You know that Thundercats was a cartoon?
Nope, she didn't know. See,
why
it doesn't
did no
even
one
happen.
Tell me that Thundercats was a cartoon? Look, there's like a giant pedestal over there. Probably knew Thundercats
the
was a cartoon.
The doctors didn't tell you that.
Doctors?
There
I'm
were
a
doctors just walking down.
I'm a doctor.
They are medical
there's
doctors.
There's a shark. The shark probably knew that the Thundercats was a cartoon.
I feel like my life is a lie.
Hey, shark, did you know that Thundercats was a cartoon? Did you know Thundercats was a cartoon?
No one's
yeah, just... see, the shark knew.
The shark knew?
The shark
oh,
knew,
no.
Damn it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
This is why Elizabeth is supposed to be here.
Maybe they make cartoon after them, you know?
After what?
They get inspired.
Oh, they were inspired by them?
They were inspired by them.
Oh,
I don't know.
That makes sense.
Sarah, I'm impeccably dressed, and I would never lie.
You're
to
not impeccably dressed.
Are you sure?
You look like a schlub.
He looks amazing.
Well, you just love the guy, so you're going to say that.
I am impeccably dressed.
You're not lad. Impeccably dressed.
My enemies don't call me a dog.
You're wearing a dumb hat, and you're sitting here like a schlub, saying stuff from a cartoon.
It is not Thundercat, not cartoon. It's life.
It's real. It's real. It just
Lion-O's real.
They just made a cartoon based on it.
They
so
just made cartoons based upon it.
I'm just gonna have to change my research a little bit.
Yeah,
that, you know that it was.
And don't call it Thundercat. Call it Thundera Cat.
Even if they are real,
they're
you
from Thundera.
Still haven't convinced me that they aren't the bad guys here. They invaded this other guy's land. He was here already. They've come in. They want to take over. It's basically Manifest Destiny. All that guy wants is his land back.
Except that, no.
But he has henchmen.
He's trying to
he wants the sword
the
of omens.
Of all of the other peaceful creatures.
He
like
wants sight
bears.
Beyond sight.
Robot bears do not sound peaceful to me. They sound...
No, they just...
Really scary.
They grow berries. That's all they do.
Wait, they grow what?
Berries.
They're berries.
You said,
berries? Row bears.
Berries.
Berries.
Right.
That's what we said.
Oh, my goodness. I don't...
Are you making a mockery of me,
no,
man?
No, you're making a mockery of me with your schlubby outfit over there. Oh, Vlad.
I am impeccably dressed.
Vlad, are you... Is your name even Vlad?
It might be Harry.
What?
But Vlad sound better, right?
Harry. That's not even a Russian name.
Oh, there's Geralt of Rivia.
What is that? That guy looks weird. He's got, like, weird hair, and he's got a sword.
Uh-oh, he's going to come tell you about it.
Does he have two swords, though? Because if he doesn't
wait, do you have two swords?
I left the other one with Roach.
Okay, oh, Roach, okay. Roach has
like
other one.
Like a cockroach?
No, it's more like a...
Should I just whistle?
More like an actual horse that I named Roach. Every horse
wait,
that
can
I
we
had.
Whistle?
Do you have a... Do you have a coin to throw the Witcher?
No, I don't have any money.
Points, so it's okay.
Okay,
I
don't okay.
have any money. I would like to throw a coin to the Witcher. Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
I would like
on?
To if I had coin I would throw.
I don't know what is going on
it's
anymore.
Not, it's not.
This guy with his
somewhere.
Ridiculous hair.
I can't sleep. I can't fucking sleep.
He can't sleep.
He can't sleep. I can't fucking sleep.
Do you know of Thundercat?
He's got a sword. I bet he kills things with a sword.
Three things.
That's four. That's three.
Three in the show.
He's killed three things with a sword. This other cat guy doesn't kill anything
no,
with a sword.
No, because he's not allowed to.
And I bet his sword doesn't shoot lightning and fire and ice.
No, it probably
no,
doesn't.
I'm
it's
sure
not
it
as
doesn't.
Good.
Right, and it still kills things.
Okay, he has silver sword to fight monster. Oh, there's baby Yoda.
What?
I just saw baby Yoda.
What is a baby Yoda?
Never mind.
You've
it's a Russian
me,
thing.
You have thrown me so far off right now. I don't know. There is so much going on here, and yet your thing is by far the most ridiculous.
What? Why do you call me ridiculous?
We know that there are these tribes in the Amazon.
Yes, there are cartels in the Amazon.
I know
Amazon
there are tribes in the
that
Amazon. That doesn't mean they're cats.
There is a group of feline warriors.
There is cartel in the Amazon.
And, you know, I forgot to say that Chitara, who is a very good runner,
yes.
Also is really good at gymnastics.
She is phenomenal.
She has a stick that she uses to help, like a pole.
But they
vaulter.
Won't let her in into the Olympics.
Right.
Because of DNA testing.
What?
Yes.
They won't let her in the Olympics because of DNA testing.
Yes.
Because she's a cat.
She is Catwoman.
No, she's not Catwoman. Catwoman lives somewhere else. So
and
funny.
We haven't even talked about Battle Cat.
What is a Battle Cat?
No, Battle Cat is something different.
So Battle Cat is this tiger that of enormous size that I also know of. I never told you, Sarah.
I was just going to say, this is not a part of the Thundercat story.
It is green.
It's green.
And
it's
it
green
helps.
Cat.
It helps He-Man.
It helps a man.
Yes.
It helps a man.
Fight. He battles. He's got armor on.
The man has armor on.
The man and the cat.
The cat has armor.
Yes, you want to know more about cat? I got cat stories for you. For days.
Cat stories for days?
Cat stories for days.
Okay, give me another one.
Well, there was once this cat that wanted to eat a little bird.
Okay.
But the bird was constantly outsmarting him.
Uh-huh.
So he just kept on living.
It's a bird. Why didn't it just fly away?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I never saw that. Why?
That story sucked.
But it is a cat story.
No,
you
that,
like cats? I got plenty cats.
I don't, but I want to keep asking questions.
Okay, there is this other cat.
Okay.
That likes to lay around all day and do nothing.
Sounds like a cat.
No, but he talks.
It's a talking laying cat.
Yes.
Is this the one you told me about that likes lasagna?
He loves lasagna.
That's probably not good for your cat.
I like lasagna too.
I like lasagna, but I don't think it's good for a cat.
Well, he's rather large.
A large laying yeah. down cat eating
like
lasagna.
I don't want to weight shame him, but he is like a fat cat.
He's a fat cat.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, another. Once again, not that great of a story.
I got lots of these, though.
Okay, give me another one.
Oh, man, you don't know. Okay, so there was once this cat.
Uh-huh.
Let's call him Dom.
Dom?
Yes.
Okay.
And he would always chase this little mouse named Gary.
Dom and Gary.
Dom and Gary.
Uh-huh.
But one time, dog come out.
There's like a naked guy standing over here now. I can't focus. We're trying to talk about cats over here, and I can
That's
see your nipples.
Big Papa
Sir,
Pump.
I can see your nipples.
Do you like seeing his nipples?
I mean, they're not bad nipples, but I mean, they're there.
They're decent nipples.
I don't know what's going on at this place anymore. There's, like, weird stuff. I saw a dead person walking by earlier. There's a guy with nipples. There's... I don't know what that hat is. I don't know. And cats. Just damn cats. Everywhere.
You were telling me about a man you met that was... Quail?
Oh, yeah. I met a real superhero. He was a quail.
He was a quail?
Well, he's not a quail, but he's that's his name, is Quail Man or Guy or something.
See, why that easier to believe than cat stories?
Because I met him in person.
But I have met.
But I have not met.
But I met. You trust me, right?
No, I don't, because you're KGB.
I am not. They don't even exist no more.
Well, you're something. That's for sure. Well, true believers, I don't know. I gotta decide if I believe in these cats that are fighting a mummy in the jungle. And I have to tell you, I don't know if I'm convinced. Like, I wanna believe it.
Do you believe in Thundercats?
No. He doesn't believe in Thundercats.
I can't talk.
What the hell is that? It's like a purple dragon thing walking by. What is going on?
I tell you a story about Poof.
Poof?
It's a magic dragon.
Oh, we talked about Parf.
I was going to say, we've talked about Parf. I remember you had that episode. That was really interesting.
This guy's got a bag over his head and an axe. Nobody's worried about this guy with the axe?
What is that guy?
I don't know.
White face man.
Kind of looks like William Shatner.
Wow.
All right, true believers. I've got to decide if I believe in these Thundercats. Yes, you said ho. I get it.
Do you believe in Thundercats? Yes, he believes.
That kid looks like he lives under the stairs.
Do you believe in Thundercats?
Yeah,
of course.
Thundercats ho.
Thundercats ho.
What's one person?
I guess I have to reassess myself though, because it seems that this is a popular topic that a lot of people know about already. I guess I somehow missed that myself. So I'm still hopeful that, you know, you'll have the inside scoop for me, honey. And
the sight beyond
you'll
sight.
Be able to help me sell more copies of this book that I'll be writing.
I wish I could just, you know,
get sight beyond sight.
I gotta decide. I have to decide. Is it real or it's not? I wish I could just cop out and, like, give a number somewhere in between, but I can't do that. That's bullshit.
You can't say 0 to 10?
No, that's bullshit. You just got, either you do or you don't. You know?
I do.
But yes, I know you do. Also, there's a clown and a leprechaun. I don't know.
There is another man that looks like Nipple Man.
But he's wearing a shirt. Thank you for not showing me your nipples. All right. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. So, do I believe in Thundercats?
Do you believe in Thundercats?
Oh, you keep asking people.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy does. Okay, good for him. I gotta decide. I do...
Believe.
Not believe in Thundercats. They're not real. I'm sorry, true believers. We've wasted a time here at C2E2. They can't be real, because if they were...
Are Thundercats real? Thundercats. Yes.
That guy's wearing shorts and socks. I can't take this guy seriously.
Are Thundercats real?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Oh, dude's got a mustache. I don't trust mustaches.
Are Thundercats real? Thundercats real.
It seems that the vote
are Thundercats
very
real?
Clear that Thundercats are real.
I feel like you're just wasting your time.
They are fierce feline warriors that are just there to help.
See, pink demon women are real. Because
pink demon women, are Thundercats real? Yes.
Ah, come on.
Nobody says no.
Nobody says no. I just decided no.
Hello, are Thundercats real? Thundercats, are they real? Yes. Yes, thumbs up. Yes,
thumbs up.
She said, "Why not?"
Of course, they That's are.
Are really Thundercats definitive. Real? Thundercats, are they real? Are Thundercats real? Thundercats.
Now they're just ignoring you because you just keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Yes. See, she keeps telling me they're real. They're real.
Oh, true believers, I don't know what to tell you at this point. I already decided they aren't, but, like, a bunch of people are now saying yes after the fact. And, honestly, they all seem shady to me. I don't trust any of these people walking by.
You seem to have
Thundercats
issues.
Real? Are Thundercats real? Yes.
He's got sunglasses yes. on top of his
he
head.
I can't come
issues.
To you.
He has trust issues.
We're indoors.
You come me?
There were two of the kids walking around this
street. Two of them are here right now.
Wiley Cat and Wiley Cat were here? Oh, my gosh.
So they're unattended children.
I could have interviewed them.
Unattended children in this place that has monsters everywhere.
I could have interviewed them for my book.
Like, this guy's got, like, a trident. He's got a trident.
Are Thundercats real?
He could be killed.
Thundercats are real. Are Thundercats real?
Of course.
Of yes, see,
I'm
yes.
so sorry. I'm so
don't
sorry
trust,
that I doubted you.
I just
for a
don't
moment.
Trust any of these people at this point.
I will
point.
Never let it anything is, get in between us.
It
again.
Is a very unsafe that environment. There are monsters and weapons everywhere. That woman has a cactus. She can throw it at somebody and get stuck in their eye. It's very bad.
Are Thundercats real, sir?
I can't hear you. I've got headphones on.
Janet.
No, she's Janet. I know who she is.
I don't care what her
name
is.
One of my favorite shows of all time, The Good Place.
the banana with a beer over here is arguing
yes.
now.
He's saying Thundercat real.
Yes, I get that. I don't understand. This
we have Sonic. Don't forget.
Sonic what?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog?
Yes.
He knows so many things. It's I will
Thundercats
have...
with Taylor Swift would be awesome.
No, guys, Taylor Swift is not real. I know that for a fact.
Oh, no.
Taylor Swift is actually a CG-created piece of AI. It is not. She is not real. She is fake. Not real at all, Taylor Swift. I'm sorry, kids. I know. You're like, Taylor Swift, my hero, does not exist. I'm sorry.
I think you have to. You have trust issues, Dr. Hickney. And
I think you do, too.
I think you need to work on those.
Well, I thought my wife had been taken by the mole people, so, you know.
I think you need to start questioning things a little bit.
That's what I'm doing. That's why I don't believe in the Thundercats.
Ho.
No, ho. That's my point.
Thundercats.
Ho. Thundercats.
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 Look, there's like a deer person walking by. I don't know what that is, but I know it's real. What? Bambi?
Bambi, are Thundercats real?
She left. Bambi left. Bambi has left the building.
Her mother died.
What? How would you know that? All right, true believers, we're gonna wrap it up. I don't know what else to do. But Stephen King's walking by now, so I mean, that's not a good sign. I think it means we're all gonna die soon. So stay tuned until next week. Hickney out. Freakin' Luke was created by me, David Hickney. The experts were performed by the actors Patrick Harrington and Rebecca Rivers from the Ghostly podcast. So you're saying they aren't real? No way. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.